The opening scene of the parasha is a very powerful time. We spoke about it a little bit in a longer shir. But we find Avram Avinu sitting at the entrance of his tent, recovering from Bris Milah at 99 years old, and the Eibishter comes to visit him. Must have been incredible. Imagine the Rabbeinu Shalom comes to you to visit you. But if you read carefully the pasuk, it's very strange. The pasuk says, "Vayere lav Hashem ve'elanei mamre," and Hashem appears to Avram in elanei mamre. V'yoshe pesach ol kachom hayom, and he's sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. And then what? Vayisayinav, he lifts up his eyes. Vayar, and he sees v'nei shlosha anashim nitzavim lav. There are three people standing there. We understand and we know from these are malachim. Vayar, and he sees them. Very strange that it said Vayar, he saw them already, then Vayar, he sees them again. Rashi asks this question and gives one pshat. But we have to understand that double language of Vayar. He saw them and then he sees them again. Vayar is lekrasam, he runs to call them, he pezachol, v'yishtachol arts, he bows down. What's going on? The Eibishter came to Avraham Avinu. There's no mention of Avraham Avinu even giving him a moment of the time of day. Okay, we all know the famous Chazal that tells us, Gadach nazorchim, mikabel p'nei shechina. But l'maisa, he doesn't. It seems like he doesn't even give him the time of day. He doesn't. Not that he doesn't even talk to him, he doesn't even look his way. He just, Hashem appears to him, the first pasuk, second pasuk, and he looks up and he sees three people and he runs to them. I'm like, really? What about what happened to the Rabbeinu Shalom over here? Like, where was the even moment with the Rabbeinu Shalom? Okay, Shgoyach, guess, but like, what's going on? Have you listened to this Chassam Sofer? This Chassam Sofer is mamish. I learned this Chassam Sofer last night, all day today. I couldn't stop thinking about this Chassam Sofer. If you want to see it inside, it's the first Chassam Sofer in Taurus Moshe. And he says, as we all know, Chazal teach us, Ein shchina shruya ela mitoich simcha. Ein shchina shruya ela mitoich simcha. That you can only have the shchina reside with you if you're in a state of simcha. You can only have nevuah if you're in a state of simcha. So he says, what was going on? Avram Avinu just had Bris Milah. Avram Avinu was therefore mitzar. He was in tremendous pain. Again, he was 99 years old. We can't understand what type of pain it was. He was mitzar. Avinu was also emotionally in distress. Avram Avinu, his whole life is giving to others, caring for others. Hashem made this heat wave. No one's coming to visit him. It's mamish destroying him. He's in a bad state right now. And in that bad state, Vayir elav Hashem be'elanei mamre. Guess what? Hashem appeared to him. But Avram couldn't see him. Avram didn't. It doesn't say that he saw him. It doesn't say that he noticed him. He appeared to him. But Avram didn't see him. Avram didn't pay heed to him at all. You know why? Because ein shechina shrula meitech simcha. He wasn't in a state of simcha. So he wasn't in a state of simcha. He couldn't notice Hashem. Vayisa ena vayar. He lifted up his eyes and he sees v'nei shlosh anashim nitzavim alav. He sees, finally! I've been waiting for so long. Three guests come my way. I'm alive again. My heart's lifted up. I could do chesed. I could live the way I could give to others. Vayar v'nei shlosh anashim nitzavim alav. Vayar again. You know what the second Vayar is? And now he finally saw Hashem. Now Vayar, now he saw Hashem. Because now that he was in a state of simcha, he could see Hashem. That's why it says Vayar again. Incredible. Chaver, you know how important it is to be besimcha? You know how important it is just to be alive, to be besimcha? We have to work on being besimcha. When you're in besimcha, you could see Hashem. You're not besimcha, you can't see Hashem. It's that simple. The key to simcha is feeling Hashem in your life and knowing that He's by your side always. Then I'll always be besimcha. People are going crazy about these elections. What are people going crazy about? Of course, there's one of the candidates that we really want to be, and we believe in our perception of the world that he's going to be better, and he's been better, and he's been great. But ultimately, whatever happens now happens. The votes are in. Now it's all the Eibishter. We're going to have distress and be sad. We're besimcha. But he knows better what's for us. We think we know. So we try. We do ishtadlis. Now what? Eibishter takes over. It's all simcha. Every moment simcha. Doesn't matter who wins now. I mean, we think it matters and we'll be besimcha. But if not, we'll still be besimcha. Because it's Eibishter. Simcha. That simcha allows me to see Hashem, and knowing Hashem by my side is what gives me that simcha. And then Avram saw Hashem, Vayar. And let's connect the beginning to the end of the parsha. And this is a Torah many of you have heard from me before, but I can't have parsha Vayar and not say it over. And when I saw this Chassam Sofer, I couldn't stop thinking about this Torah as well from the Shem Yishmuel. Because a lot of times, you know, when you read Svarim, there's a lot of Torah at the beginning of the parsha, not much Torah at the end of the parsha. Parsha Vayir, Baruch Hashem, has a lot of Torah at the end of the parsha because it's Akedas Yitzchak. You can't ignore Akedas Yitzchak. But it's incredible we find the same Simcha. The Avram Vinu, that the Simcha allowed him to see Hashem, what do we find? So the Shem Yishmuel says a Torah, a Mamish that shakes the world. Shem Yishmuel explains, Ein Shechina Shru L'Mitach Simcha. A Navi can only get Nevuah if he's in a state of Simcha. So Avram Vinu seemingly was in a state of Simcha, and he gets the first Nevuah, Kachnas Bincha, take your son and go kill him. But then what happens? He gets a second Nevuah. Al tishlach yadcha anar v'atas l'moma. Don't kill your son. It must be that he was in a state of Simcha. Because if he wasn't in a state of Simcha, if he was crying and sad and miserable and distressed, he couldn't receive that Nevuah. Because ein shchino shrul emitach Simcha. But what was it? He was so content with his relationship with Hashem and knowing that Hashem runs the world. Of course, not that he wanted to kill Yitzchak, and not that he was dancing and smiling when he did it. But simcha doesn't mean I'm dancing and smiling. It means I'm content, I'm good. Hashem runs the world. The master of the universe told me to do it. This is what's best. And he was going to go shech the son b'simcha because Hashem told me to do it. And therefore he could receive a new nevuah because he was in a state of simcha. If he wasn't going to do b'simcha, you know what would have happened? He couldn't receive the Nevuah, his son would have been dead. His Simcha saved his son's life. His Simcha allowed him to receive the second Nevuah and save Yitzchak Avinu. That's what Simcha does for us. It saves us. It allows us to see Hashem like we see the beginning of the parasha by Avram. And Mamish saves us every single moment. Chever, let's always be b'simcha no matter what. Let's know Hashem is by our side. Let's see Hashem in everything. And let's always be b'simcha. You have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha, full of bracha. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,